Welcome to a Nick Note audio file. I wanted to tag a note onto this Canadian trade war. The fear here is that Trump will start on February 1st a trade war with Canada where he'll put tariffs on Canada imports. Canada, on the other hand, will then sanction especially oil that comes out of Alberta that's going to the northern refineries. The fear in the market is that that will cause oil prices to spike because of the tariff on oil exports out of Canada. It's my bet and my firm belief that it's not going to occur. Now, there is a trade war with Canada brewing. It's the art of the deal. It's a negotiation session. And my firm belief is that it does not do Canada any good to restrict oil out of Alberta. See, Canada's got a problem. The Alberta oil fields, the tars, are huge. And they were landlocked for a long time. And the technology to extract them officially didn't exist. Well, that's all been solved by putting steam into the tars. They soften them up, and they're able to provide what is a heavy crude. The pipelines exist. Now, the pipelines were, interesting enough, to going to Canada, but they've now been reversed, and permits are in place where those Canadian pipelines capacity can be expanded and provide badly needed heavy crude to the Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois northern refineries. And they can buy that crude at a huge discount. I'll tell you why. Canada's got nowhere else to go with it. The plans are to build a pipeline to take it to the West Coast for export to China, but that's never been completed. The deal is that the big hungry refineries of the northern Midwest United States is the natural destination for a belt of crude. So this adds to my firm belief that drill, baby, drill, permit, baby, permit, do a deal, do a deal, do a deal to get cheap oil into the U.S. economy and market is job one. Nothing Trump wants to do works without revenue from tariffs and revenue and restrictions lifted on foreign competition that's unfair, and cheap oil. Cheap oil, job one. Cheap oil from Mexico, cheap oil from Canada, cheap oil from U.S. producers that are unleashed. And that is his primary negotiation ploy. No matter what you see, art of the deal is just to love to fluff before you do the final deal. Don't get caught in this blow and go. I'm adamant. Donald Trump, main directive to make everything he wants to do work is based on $35 a barrel oil, bringing down inflation, bringing down costs, and bringing great revenue that he desperately needs. So to me, it's only a matter of days and weeks before you start seeing this. Canada tariffs restricting oil in the United States is a non-starter.